I said, I guess that I don't know what you would call other races. An Indian and a white person have a child, it would be called a half-breed. Uh-huh. But I don't know if that applies to other races or not. The way you hear it mostly is about Indians.
There many Indians around here?
Well, practically none close by. Occasionally you can go to Laurel and see some Indians on the streets from out at Sandersville. There's a reservation out there where I don't know how many Indians is out there now. They've been out there all ever since I can remember, I guess. And they've built them a nice school, and they've got them some good teachers, you know, and they're trying to educate them like they're trying to educate the other people. Mm-hmm. And they still wear those long dresses with ruffles and a lot of beads and stuff like that. But they are better educated than Indians used to be.
Mm-hmm. What kind of Indians are there, do you know? Natchez?
Don't you guess they're Choctaws? I think they're Choctaw Indians. And then there's a Choctaw Indian Reservation up at Philadelphia, Mississippi, and it's a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. And
names for Indians, like their names for Negroes? What you were telling me the other day about the names for the Cajuns?
No, I don't know of any more. That was Dolores's idea about telling you that. I wasn't going to say that, but it's true. And people that say it, they just honestly don't think a thing about it, you know.
What was that word again?
Kunas. Now that sounds terrible, but they call themselves that. For what reason, I don't know. Uh-huh. They are actually, though, Cajuns. They're from French extraction, you know, and uh-huh. They've been down in Louisiana ever since that poem Evangeline was written. Uh-huh. Her twin sister went down in there the other day, and I think that she saw the Evangeline tree that she saw? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a historical spot. But they still call them Kunases.
Is there any other names like that for different groups of people, either different races or?
I don't know of any.
What about, what would you call someone say that they went to, lived way out in the country, and when he went into town, maybe on Saturday, everyone would notice him because he'd look so different, you know.
Countrified, is that what you mean?
Okay, any other names for people like that?
Well, like they were from the sticks or rednecks or I had an aunt that used to call my daddy that, and it'd make me so mad I could have killed her. Because he worked out in the sun and his neck was red, but she didn't think enough about it. But what she'd come and eat all she could hold of the food that he'd raised on the farm, and didn't care to turn home with her when she started to go. But she'd still call him a redneck. Mm-hmm.
Does that carry a turn of food? Mm-hmm. What does turn mean there?
Yeah. Carry a turn or tote. We use tote a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another word that's been upgraded to be in common use now, is tote. But back when I was a child, we knew that wasn't actually good language.
Mm-hmm.